Volatility. And I'm talking about the markets this morning. The quick surge of Texas Governor Rick Perry to the top of the GOP heap. He's the front runner, have you heard? And the plunge of Americans' disapproval of Congress and President Obama over just the past few weeks is both a cautionary tale for those who would be president or would continue to be president, and a sign of just maybe noise in the grumpy U.S. political discourse right now. But some economic numbers are more tangible. 9.1% unemployment in the U.S. Could any incumbent president survive that? Think about Jimmy Carter for a moment. He was riding a positive employment trend in 1980, but 7.5% unemployment did him in, along with 13% inflation back in 1980. He also faced challenges from within his own party. There was a third-party candidate, John Anderson, that's right, Ronald Reagan, challenging him. A myriad of international crises, the invasion of Afghanistan, the hostage crisis, another. Joining us is independent pollster and pundit John Zogby. John, welcome back to the program.
Hey, John, good morning.
Let me just ask you right off the top. Does 9.1% unemployment constitute a huge head start for the GOP and an insurmountable obstacle for an incumbent president, reflecting back to Jimmy Carter's predicaments?
Sure. It's a huge head start for the GOP. It's not an insurmountable obstacle for the president. There's 14 months to go, and polls right now are important indicators, very, very significant barometric readings, but they're not predictive tools at this point in time.
How do you separate the noise of volatility? I mean, for instance, it's hard for me to take seriously the fact that 2 weeks ago we were talking about Bachman as the GOP frontrunner. Now we're talking about Rick Perry as the frontrunner. And somebody even suggested this morning that maybe Huntsman won the debate last night. How do we separate the volatility of this sort of frontrunner number from the sense of dissatisfaction in the American electorate?
Well, let's start with the basics that Americans are dissatisfied. They're dissatisfied with politics, the government system. They're dissatisfied with the lack of problem solving and consensus building. Now, given that, let's isolate Republicans, and Republicans are not happy with their choices. Republicans have a number of different wings. You know, I think we tend to oversimplify with the Tea Party on one hand and moderates on the other. There are a few different flavors of conservatives in between. But the issue right now is that there's a lot of noise, a lot of fragmentation in the Republican Party. And up until Rick Perry got into the race, 47-48% of Republican likely voters were saying they weren't satisfied with the field. Perry got in. They appear to be more satisfied. You saw his numbers soar. But I think he ought to be concerned. Just as 4 years ago, Freddie Thompson kind of fizzled into the Republican primaries and then fizzled right out, Rick Perry has come in with an explosion, and I'm concerned that he may just leave in the next month or so with an explosion as well. And last night, I don't think he helped himself.
John Zogby is an independent pollster and pundit, of course, and a frequent guest on our show. So, John, you're talking about the fragmentation of the Republican Party. Certainly the Democratic vote is not unified, right?
No, not at all. And, in fact, the president put together a winning coalition in 2008. Just as Ronald Reagan had in 1980 and FDR had in 1932, it was an historic demographic and ideological coalition he put together. And that in itself has kind of teetered on the brink. He's, if you look at the key elements, record lows in support among African Americans, about 82-80% give him their approval. He was elected with 95%.
Wow. So that's a significant drop.
Yeah, 48% of Hispanics. He was elected with 69%. Young people, 18 to 29-year-olds, give him about a 42-43% approval rating. He got 66% of young people. So he's got to put his base together first, and then he can start worrying about the middle.
Talking with
the Republicans don't have the middle right now either.
We're talking with John Zogby, independent pollster and pundit. And John, you've studied this long history. I referred to the Carter campaign in 1980 once before. You know, the conventional wisdom is that an incumbent president has the easiest time of getting reelected, except when he doesn't. And then there are these curious moments when opposing an incumbent like George W. Bush is much easier to campaign around than to campaign as an incumbent, as it seems to have been for Jimmy Carter, and as you've described here for Barack Obama. Is this one of those moments where incumbency doesn't help a sitting president?
Sure. First of all, he's the guy in charge, and a lot of the numbers are showing, high unemployment, inflation. We can't forget about that one. People upside down with their homes, people who've given up. 36% of American adults work at a job that pays less than a previous job that they've had. That's not Barack Obama's fault, but it's his problem.
But it relates
to the guy at the top.
It relates to that classic Ronald Reagan question, do you feel better than you did 4 years ago kind of idea that he really ran on and made famous. Finally, if there's polls of independent voters, John Zogby, and I don't know if you're familiar with them, are they more likely to, in the end, go with a centrist like a Mitt Romney or an ideologue like a Ron Paul, based on the way the numbers are falling these days?
That's a very good question. The independents who vote in Republican primaries tend to be more centrist, and that is all about New Hampshire. And that's one of the things you need to look at. That's more of a centrist independent vote, and up to 40% of the turnout in a typical Republican primary in New Hampshire can, in fact, be independent. So that's why you look at Rick Perry and you see his base. You look at Mitt Romney and, of course, understand his base. But John Huntsman may very well be the guy that we're watching. If a Rick Perry implodes or there's a sense that Mitt Romney is too Hollywood, there could be a moderate candidate waiting in the wings. Most of the Republican Party winners in New Hampshire and ultimately winners of the nomination have been the more moderate candidates since Ronald Reagan.
Well, that's a second reference to Huntsman possibly having helped himself more than anyone else last night, particularly if Mitt Romney is seen as sort of a last campaign's flavor. John Zogby, thanks so much.
So thank you, John.
Looking at the numbers economically and those poll numbers for the GOP and for President Obama, who speaks to the nation tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. John Zogby, independent pollster and pundit. Thanks so much.